We're on.
All right. Hey, folks, welcome to our pre-Ragnarok actual play. We are doing a fiasco, so this is our setup for Heroes of Pinnacle City. So let's read the score. The world teeters on the brink of disaster. Madmen with doomsday devices, countless alien races poised to invade, meddlesome time travelers, interdimensional conquerors, vampires in government, and demons in coffee shops.
Oh dear.
The superpowered heroes of Pinnacle City are all that stands between the Earth and total annihilation. Now, if only they would do something about it instead of arguing with each other and hiding behind their secret identities. Pinnacle City is a center of heroism, villainy, politics, and catastrophe. Hardly a day passes without someone holding the city ransom or blowing up a large portion of it. Maybe you're a hero trying to have a normal life while keeping the world safe. Maybe you're an official trying to make those damned heroes get over their egos and petty squabbling and help, or to expose them for what they really are. Perhaps you're the villain with his finger on the button, poised to show the world what you're capable of. Or, just maybe, you're an ordinary citizen caught in the middle of it all.
Oh, boy.
Movie night. The Incredibles, Mystery Men, Megamind, Watchmen, The Avengers, and many other more traditional superhero movies. Check your local listings.
The Incredibles.
Valiant heroes, take note. It might be that you're a mundane guy with no special abilities. If so, awesome. But if your character is a hero or villain with special powers, gadgets, whatever, it's helpful to nail down what they are as you create your character. And you could always retcon powers if you need to. Superman does it all the time.
I win. All right, we're rolling.
I rolled 1, 2, 2, 3.
I rolled 1, 3, 4, 6.
1, 4, 6, 2.
We have no fives.
Fives suck. They're the worst.
Threes.
Beehives.
2, 2, 4.
4.
And 6.
Okay.
All right.
It's been a while.
Since this is Meyer. This was your idea. You can go first.
I don't tell them I had an idea.
No, you had an idea. Everyone, Meyer had an idea.
Why would you tell them that?
Because I hate you.
Why would you hang out with me then?
Just for this moment.
It's been building
that
for
you
a while.
Can tell that you hate me?
Yep. See, listeners, this is why I hate him. This is exactly why I hate him.
Crying like a little bitch.
Alright, I'm gonna make you and Ryan rivals!
Uh-oh. So what are our options? Righteous defender and arch nemesis, champions of incompatible forms of justice, competing for the same prize. For seconds, I misread that as competing for the same pizza.
He has a prize.
The quote, there can be only one. Vigilante and by the book. Oh, we can't do quarreling siblings because no fives.
Oh, well.
Which also means origin stories is completely out.
Yeah.
It's alright. There's always that wild die.
Not for setup.
Not
for this part, anyway.
Not for relationships.
We haven't played off years because
the Coon's age.
One of the things under romance, one of the options under romance is, I can't. My superpowers would kill you.
Nice. Yeah. Well, that's because every time we want to play Fiasco, Eric whines.
Yeah. Also, you remember, they don't. Time travel makes you sad.
Eric doesn't drink wine, though.
Oh, I get it.
He does, however, produce plenty of it.
Oh, it's all those grapes he's been stepping on.
And that's why Will hates him.
That's why Will loves him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he hates grapes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to say Meyer and I are one. Allies!
Okay.
Brian has a friend and an enemy.
So we got everything except a five?
Yeah.
Everything but the five.
No, Ryan only has an enemy right now.
Or oh, no, I said you. You have an enemy and a friend.
Oh, I thought you said Ryan has a friend.
I don't know what I said.
That's what I get for not listening to you.
Well, that's what you get for trying to listen. And then I...
ruined it? Like you ruin everything?
Yep.
See, listeners? Again, this is why I hate it. And here comes the crying.
God. Yeah, well, it really doesn't take much to make me cry. I mean, he seems to get over really quickly, but...
Yeah.
Really...
Oh, wait, let me see. Meyer.
Yes?
Cloudy day. Wow.
Okay.
Meyer, a yeah. puppy tripping over its own ear.
Oh, man, why would...
That's just adorable.
All right, I'm going to give us a 6.
Its neck and die.
We are oh. the government.
I'm a government.
And you're here to help?
Mm-hmm. We're from the government.
All righty. Working with a butt.
So we got allies, rivals, and government.
Government, all in exclamation marks
yep.
attached to it. We'll probably have no powers.
You might.
Maybe.
Super secret powers.
Super secret power. Maybe I'm like the guy from Heroes, and I can make everyone forget. I'm the Haitian.
Mm.
I will. I'm going to give you guys a 4 and say there can only be one.
There can be only one.
Yeah, can.
All right.
There can be only one.
Highlander, Ryan.
Nice.
So let's see. Allies. We can do mentor and apprentice. Equals on the team. Forced alliance. Leader and overly ambitious second in command. Allies despite hideously mismatched powers.
Ooh. That's rough.
Yeah, alright. I'm giving Meyer and I a 6. So we are allies yeah. despite hideously mismatched powers.
Alright.
I have powers, everybody. I have powers.
And I've got to go with one. Scientist and experiment.
Oh, no. I hope I'm not the scientist.
All right, so now you got to start picking other stuff.
Oh, like my nose.
So we've just got 1, 2, 3, and 4 left. No 5 or 6.
Nope. 5.
So we should probably have one need, an object, and a location.
I mean,
we could skip the location.
We kind of tend to not use a location.
Yeah. So maybe like a need and 2 objects, or 2 needs and an object.
Yeah. So. I mean, with 3 people, 1 need is usually enough to drive the story.
Yeah.
Unless any of the locations are particularly compelling, which I don't remember the playset.
Mm-hmm.
Go with objects. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. I will. I will choose which Ryan and I part of the government will have object of new technology.
Okay.
Ooh. Could be a source of superpowers. Farewell, Fairweather Goliath 9, the first sentient computer. Well, you can't have 30,000 robot civil servants ready to be activated by the mayor.
Because
there's no 5. That's true.
That's a shame.
Mind control ray with unpleasant side effects.
If I had a superpower, what superpower would I have?
I don't know. Being a fucking bitch.
I mean, like, you stop crying on a dime just there. That's, you know, that's a pretty cool superpower. To be able to recover from any kind of emotional trauma or slight instantly.
One of the location things is precariously perched on the lip of a speeding train, airplane, or train plane.
That's because I'm not actually crying. I'm just pretending to cry.
You son of a bitch!
I have no emotions. I'm a robot.
Okay, that's your superpower then.
Being a robot?
Yeah, and having no emotions.
One of the ominous objects. Mayor's corpse. Weaponized accordion.
That is pretty ominous.
Abraham Lincoln's still living brain.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Does it have a bullet hole in it?
I don't know.
Been damaged.
Weaponry. Federal court injunction.
Slightly damaged presidential brains.
Yeah.
Oh, there are the knees. So just 2, 3, 4.
It's a heaven gun. What about Sir Pounce?
Meyer is very concerned about the fate of Sir Pounce.
Understandable, so.
I was just informing the listeners because they weren't listening.
Okay, yeah.
Listen.
Because we haven't seen him in, what, a season and a half?
Probably longer. I mean, what happened? Where is he?
Everyone in Westeros is dying, and Sir Pounce is nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
We're very...
Where's the guy? He's a knight. He was knighted by the king. Right.
So, Meyer and I are going to have a need to save the day.
Oh, okay. Boy.
So what do we have left? Two and three.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
Need to save the day. So the suffering ends with you, so they'll celebrate you like the hero you are.
And the wild at the end.
I thought it'd be funny if that only need was to get laid.
Our objects, new technology, source of superpower, or Fairweather Goliath 9, it's the first sentient computer.
Only need is to get laid.
We don't have one yet. What are the locations?
Location.
Exotic.
Oh, okay. Chan. Yeah.
Location. I am a robot.
Location confirmed. Sending supplies. Thanks for Rob 64.
We can only pick 2 and 3. That's right. The Pyramids of Giza. White House lawn. Suburban home. Swanky party at Fairweather Industries. Transport, spaceship or time machine, devastation, nuclear bomb or super virus. You know what? I feel like the locations don't get enough love. I'm going to give us a boring location.
Oh boy! Sounds like lots of fun
for the rivals. There can only be one. Give a boring.
Can't wait.
I feel like that would be hilarious for like a Highlander style fight at like a laundromat.
What if our there can be only one is like for our. There's a competition in our neighborhood for who has the best manicured lawn.
And we're both, like, retired superheroes. That's funny. I can get behind that.
Only twos and threes.
Yep. Well, twos and a three.
Twos and three. Two, three.
A one, a two, a three.
Three.
That guy was an asshole.
Yeah. Like fucking
hell. Was an asshole. You're an asshole. We need to save the day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Give you a wish. Your location is a suburban home.
Oh, right.
Your boring location is a suburban home.
Alright. So, either So our need to save the day could either be so the suffering ends with you, or so they'll celebrate you like the hero you are. Hmm. And what do you have? Object, new technology.
Yep.
Source of superpowers. Fairweather Goliath, not the first sentient computer. I'm going to let you guys take the... I'm going to let Ryan get the wild for that one.
Oh.
And so our need to save the day.
Yeah.
So they'll celebrate you like the hero you are.
Oh. Okay. And our object... New technology. Source of limitless free energy. Source of superpowers. Fairweather Goliath 9, the first sentient computer. Ancient alien artifact just unearthed. 30,000 robot civil servants ready to be activated by the mayor. Mind control ray with unpleasant side effects. I'm really torn between ancient alien artifact and the mind control ray.
It's up to you.
You have the say. You right. have the power.
I'm gonna make it a four. So it's gonna be the ancient alien artifact just unearthed.
All right. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. It's an ancient alien artifact just unearthed.
Just unearthed.
Like 2 minutes ago.
Like 1 second ago.
Well, it couldn't have been, because we were talking about it sooner.
No.
Or more recently.
Okay. So are we going with the, we are retired superheroes who are now neighbors, and we're competing over, like, the...
That's where the... What? Yeah, something, like, stupid. Okay. I do like that idea. So how is Meyer going to fit into that?
Well, I'm like, we're the government, so maybe Ryan and I are partners, and you and I are like
and
buddies.
We are allies.
Scientist and experiment. So which one of us is the scientist?
Oh, yeah.
And which one of us is the experiment?
I mean, I'm probably the experiment.
Okay. So I'm like a super science guy.
Yeah. If you and allies are kind of older, I'm guessing I'm probably the experiment.
Okay. That makes sense. And then you and I are allies despite hideously mismatched powers. So what if Ryan, you gave Meyer his powers specifically to be a foil to me?
Just to be a dick?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm like a super scientist genius type, but
take sure. You out, but then I was like friends with you.
Yeah.
We kind of like. Let's mismatch, like magma and ice.
Hmm. Could be.
Or maybe powers that just get in each other's way. I don't know.
Like super speed and ground tremors.
Or, you know, one of you has night vision and the other one is like the human torch.
Their only power is night vision?
Oh.
What's your power? I eat a lot of carrots.
I don't know. What do you guys think would work as mismatched powers?
I don't know. Let's see if there's a superhero power generator. Not superior. Superhero power generator. God, I love the internet. Superpower generator. I guess I would have been. Click below to generate your power or powers. Your powers are immunity to most diseases, flight, and prehensile hair.
That's a lot of powers you got.
That is a lot of powers.
Yeah.
Prehensile hair is interesting.
Like Medusa.
Your powers are learning the complete history of an object by touching it, a prehensile tail, immunity to most diseases, and prehensile hair.
It loves...
Your powers are manipulating emotions and manipulating plants. Prehensile tongue.
Oh my god.
Teleportation, super memory, and shooting energy beams. Your power is seeing through solid objects. That's it. Hmm. What if my power, one of these was turning into a liquid form? What if my power, I can like turn into liquid and manipulate my body, but Meyer's power is heat. So if we activate our powers together, he starts evaporating me.
That's hilarious. I like it.
I don't make fire, I just heat my body.
The other question I have is, am I a hero or am I a villain?
I mean, that's Shades of Grey, right?
Yeah.
I mean, doesn't every villain think he's a hero?
That's true.
Yeah.
I just control my body. I can just make myself, like, steam. I mean, not, like, I don't physical steam. I mean, like, my body, like, is hot enough steam comes out of my body. It's a terrible power.
Yeah.
So you're, like, Fat Boo? You just have steam come out?
Like, I can, like, basically I can warm myself up. Like, boil stuff. Like, you can give me, like, a cup. I'll keep my body up so much, it'll boil the water. I guess technically then I can also kill people because I can boil them so hot their blood will...
That was, there's a Base Raiders hero called Hot Water.
Yeah.
And his whole character arc was that he could just, like, pop people.
Yeah.
And so he lost touch with his humanity because he could just, like, kill anyone in an instant with a thought.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
there is that one Base Raiders character from one of the last games that they posted that's basically just Doctor Strange from Marvel Ultimate Alliance, where his power is boxes. So he could turn people into boxes and summon boxes. And one of the tags for his powers is that he can summon a box and there's something useful inside, but he doesn't know what it is.
Nice. That's pretty awesome.
But I'm not sure how you can make... Like, you created me, so I'm not sure how you can create a power that does makes boxes.
Yeah. Well, he's a super scientist.
That's why I said boiling sounds kind of cool.
Alright.
What if you're a robot?
Hmm.
I guess it doesn't actually matter.
You could be like an android.
A cyborg?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could be a cyborg.
No, wait. I've got a better idea. So my power should be, like, controlling plants.
Okay. Yeah.
So that way I have an unfair advantage
over the lawn competition.
Yeah, the lawn competition.
Oh, boy.
So maybe Meyer's power is actually, like, he's able to make insects that eat grass.
I control bugs.
No. You could just send out swarms of, like, ladybugs. Not ladybug. So what, like grasshopper, something that eats grass?
I do like Meyer's idea of he can command insects.
Yeah,
that's an interesting.
There was in Naruto. There's a guy who he's basically his whole body is like a hive for bugs.
Oh God!
And he can have some bugs and come out like his there's like holes. I guess.
I mean, you could always. There's no like. Balance to this system, which is
that's true.
Know,
yeah,
you could be able to command bugs and also release bugs.
You're a bug guy.
Well, yeah, my experiment, maybe like a giant bug hive in my body.
So that's how our powers are horribly mismatched. I control plants, and you make insects that eat plants.
Okay,
they use my body as kind of like a hive. I use bugs. It's like little flying bugs. He's up to locust. I don't know.
Superhero name generator.
Maybe I'm not his only experiment. Ryan can have other experiments like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sitting around the lab.
Trying to help.
So if we're retired, quote unquote, does that mean there was like an incredible situation where like. The government forced everyone to retire, I guess, since I'm technically a government scientist, or...
What if it's just, like, when you reach a certain age, it's just superhero retirement. It's just kind of...
Like, your power is, like, weakening a little bit.
Your powers get a little weaker with old age?
So I'm, like, a doddering super scientist?
And my powers aren't as strong as they used to be, but I can still make my grass grow.
maybe, like, you know, kind of like age, your powers start slowing down after you get older. Much like life, kind of slows down a little bit.
One of the names this gave me was Chloromaster, which I really like.
I'm gonna be Hive.
Why? Well, yeah, that's the right on the nose. Wood Mistress. That's
like I remember in Wolverine, Owen Logan, his powers are just healing, so slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
Not as good as they used to. So maybe your powers. That's why, you know, just slowing down a little bit. They're like, well, can't keep up with the Young Bucks because they'll just destroy you, probably.
Yep. Superheroes is a young person's game.
Young man's game.
So what's my civilian identity?
Give me.
What?
What about my name? My name's
AKA should be something like totally mundane.
Did you give myself? What's my name, Father?
I'm thinking I might be your mother, actually.
Oh.
Mommy,
what was my name?
I did kind of like Hive, but...
I like Hive, too.
So are you a robot or a person?
I don't know.
I like genetic mutant. Like, maybe I messed around with your chromosomes until you became this weird insectoid.
I'm insectoid looking. Oh, man.
Are you?
I guess. I don't know.
It's up to you. What if you can, like, control it? So you have, like, an insectoid form.
I don't think... I think my body's a hot, like, kind of... Maybe, like, I'm... I don't know. I don't think I'm bug-looking.
No? Okay.
I think you definitely could tell I was experimented on, though. I can have, like, some scars and... But a little worse for wear.
How old are you?
I don't know. Well, I don't know, so, like, when, would you, that's a good question, you think you made me recently, or is am I, like?
Maybe I'm, do you want to be, like, my troubled teenage son, I guess?
Right, troubled, right. You made me recently, okay.
Yeah, so
not terribly long ago. Yeah,
but.
I'm like, I don't know.
So what if we say superpower? 19? Superpowers are like your superpowers manifest when you hit puberty.
I made power because he made me. So I think I'm always like I think I was born.
Well, no. What I'm saying is, so you could actually be his son, but when you hit puberty, he experiment. Maybe like he changed your power. Like he did something to give you the powers.
No, I think he probably experimented with a kid, because like, I probably don't remember much.
Yeah, true. All right, so I'm...
Maybe I went through a weird phase where I froze a bunch of my embryos.
That's how I am, actually, but you never told me.
Yeah, gave each one a different superpower, and every time I'm feeling particularly pissed off, I, like, thaw one out.
And raise it?
Let it grow to adulthood.
Am I a clone of you?
Hmm.
A mask? Oh.
Maybe. I mean, you could be.
Gender swap
clone. Gender swap clone.
You kind of just cloned yourself. Like, you make clones of yourself and experiment on yourself.
I mean, I'm not hurting anyone.
I guess it's
except me.
I guess it's more ethical that
yes,
way.
Yes, exactly. That is exactly the way my character sees it. She's not hurting anyone else. Because
right.
Clones don't have souls.
Yeah, right.
And they're clones of you,
yeah,
so
of course. I harvested the genetic material, and I love my clones.
The ones that survive.
The ones that survive.
So how many clone children do you have?
A bunch.
Does anyone still live with us, or are we...
Maybe one or two of them do.
Oh, okay.
Your older sister doesn't keep in touch.
Am I the only boy, or is there other girls above the boys?
Maybe you have a younger brother.
Okay.
Yeah, Maya would never know what it's like to be the only boy with sisters.
And I don't.
I am Professor Francine Bright.
Is that your superhero name or your actual name?
My actual name, but I just go by Professor Bright.
So you call me Hive?
I called you Hive. Genetic experiments.
Professor Francine Bright?
Mm-hmm. You can call me Fran. With own clones.
Clone children.
Gives clones powers and raises them as her children.
Oh, so what if it's not, what if it's not a lawn competition? Because that's something stupid. That's stupid. But what if there's like a county fair every year, and they have a contest for like the best sunflower or something.
Okay.
And I always win because I can manipulate plants and make them grow beautifully. So this is the year that you've decided to exact your revenge.
Okay.
Now that Hive is ready.
But little do I know, you've taken a shine to Hive.
That's because I'm rebelling against my mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not my real mom.
Of course I'm your real mother. You're a clone. You're an exact copy of me, except gender switched.
So then you're not his mother. Your mother's his mother.
Grandma's my mom.
Technically.
Technically.
So maybe I'm mentoring you in how to be a superhero. Mm. So we're allies. So I'm thinking the need to save the day, so they'll celebrate you like the hero you are, mm-hmm. is your need.
Yeah.
So what if you are a supervillain, Ryan?
You're growing up to take over the world.
Yeah,
and, I love that.
And
I love that.
And Meyer has decided he wants to be a superhero.
Instead,
yeah,
I love that.
I'm gonna take a break on supervillainy to get on this contest.
Yeah.
To beat up my villain.
Right.
To beat up my arch nemesis.
Well, you know, Professor Bright is older, and like you said, things don't work quite as well as they used to. So you have an army of clone children to take over the world for you.
Yes.
You also, you know, probably trying to figure out a way to put your brain in a computer so you can sniff around.
Isn't every mad scientist trying to do that?
That's true.
Such a cliche.
The uploading experiments haven't gone so well.
Yes. Children 2 through 5 are no longer with us.
I gave my mind clone a laser to play with. It did not end well.
So what's your character's name, Meyer, other than Hive?
Probably Hive.
Just Hive?
No, I think I would give you, like, proper names.
Oh, that's my...
Could we say that you name them alphabetically in the order that they were born?
Okay. So you have a couple of older siblings, so I'm guessing you are David.
David. All right.
And your little brother is Eddie.
All right.
Okay, so clone children.
And sisters.
Alexandria.
Hey, I think the three older ones are all sisters, right?
All right.
You have three older sisters.
I thought that's what we said.
Okay. Yeah. Alexandria.
Bethany. And Claudia.
Chloe.
Okay.
Chloe.
What's their powers?
Let's see.
I would say one of them is just... probably the first one is just super smart.
Okay, so she is like a younger, idealized version of myself.
Yeah. She's your lab assistant.
Okay. I don't think I would stand for that, though. Like, being my own lab assistant, I would probably...
Have a robot?
No, I mean, like, my clone wouldn't
oh, yeah.
take to that very well, which is why I don't speak to any of your older sisters anymore.
They left?
Because they all left.
Well, she was your lab assistant.
She was my lab assistant.
And didn't take to it very well.
I'm your lab assistant now. I'm not as smart as they are.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe that was part of it. You decided to just tone down the intelligence a little bit so they wouldn't be as egotistical.
And focus on the superpowers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe they're all super smart?
I don't want to paint them all with the same brush. Alexandria was super smart.
What if Bethany was, like, super charismatic?
Okay.
Like, she's just really good at manipulating people.
What if she was, like, clairvoyant?
She could read people's thoughts.
Chloe the clairvoyant.
Chloe the clairvoyant, okay.
And then David, the bug kid.
Yeah.
He's actually a bug. My little brother's
you're David.
Oh, yeah, I'm a bug. Yeah. What's... Oh, we mean Eddie.
Eddie, what could Eddie be?
How horrible of a person are you?
I'm a horrible person.
What if you don't know what Eddie's powers are yet?
Okay.
You know you did something.
I did, yeah. It was a long night. I had had a number of wine coolers. And
Bethany, though, she manipulated.
Yeah.
Chloe the clairvoyant, Bethany is super charismatic, David the bug kid, and Eddie the mystery.
The enigma.
Eddie the enigma, yes.
Sometimes as a kid, you try, like, he jumps off the roof. Let's see if I can fly! Nope. He tests all the powers out.
He just keeps doing stupid shit. You just come home one day, he's bleeding from a gunshot wound to the arm. Mom, I'm not bulletproof.
Oh my goodness, why would you shoot yourself? I know I turned down the intelligence factor, but I didn't turn it down that much.
I gotta make a girl next time. Boys are idiots.
I have to switch back to girls. I cannot deal with these boys.
Like girls, they leave me. I'm so conflicted.
The girls grow up to hate you and leave. And the boys...
Too stupid to leave.
The boys are Will? I don't think you're stupid.
You're not...
You're like a pet or...
Well,
you're not stupid.
She thinks I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Mom thinks I'm stupid.
You're probably above average intelligence.
And your brother is just trying to find himself.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
David, Hive, Bright, and Alex.
What's your name, Alex?
Keith McAllister.
Oh. Do you have a superhero name?
Chloromaster.
Chloromaster?
Yeah. C-H-L-O-R. C-H-L-O-R-O. Master. That was like the Keith McAllister. M-C, capital C-A-L-L-I-S-T-E.
Gotcha.
I have a wife.
What's our last name, David?
We're Bright.
Bright.
We're the Bright family.
So, I think my wife is a former superhero, too.
Okay.
Or superheroine, I guess.
Yeah.
Wife... Sylvia. I feel like we just use Sylvia for something.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Alright, Sylvia.
Yeah, go for it. And what's her power?
I don't know. I'm gonna find a good name and then decide what her power is.
Okay.
Superhero name generator again. Alright. So.
And what exactly are we competing? It's the Sunflower Competition?
Yeah.
Sunflower.
Pinnacle City Fair Sunflower Competition.
Psy Queen? Toxaweb? One of these is... Web Orca.
Oh my fuck. What if your wife is like the stalk?
Oh.
Oh. Spider?
Oh,
yeah.
No.
She has a spider body.
Oh boy.
Fauna Fist? No. Just Cyborg.
Oh.
Magic mage. That's just redundant.
Fucking insane right now.
The shamaness baron. Snake thought. Topaz crow. Voltfish. Some of these are really good, and some of these are really stupid. Amphibian hit. Bomb monsoon. Oh, emotion trap. Ooh.
Do you have any children?
Yeah. Terra howler.
Any of my age?
That might make things a little weird.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, maybe she was, she's a shape changer.
Okay.
She's like Beast Boy. She can turn into animals. Aeon Basher.
Sometimes she turns to a dog.
The chemical butterfly. Necromorph. Somebody. Vermiliona. That's kind of a cool name. What else we got? Bird Tiger.
All right.
Invulnerable Born. One word. Murder Bloom. Vine Dynamo. Wolf Lass. Yes. That's wolf so lass. Stupid. Wolf Lass.
So she's the only turn of the wolves?
Maybe dog? She's. Ooh, maybe. What if she's a werewolf? Instead of like a.
Okay. She's a lycanthrope.
She's a lycanthrope.
Okay.
Yeah.
AKA Wolf Lass.
And what's your wife's name?
Sylvia.
Sylvia Wolf Lass McAllister.
Yep. Such a sexist name, but it works for classic superheroes.
Wolf Lass, one word or two?
Two.
Okay.
Robot Prophet.
Oh my god.
I kind of want to beat that guy. Cerulean Hawk Spider. Atomabot. Sickness Rapier. Water Shooter. You're just a super soaker.
Yeah.
Hit Chiller. Aqua Monsoon. That's a good one. Macro Viper. Is it a viper already? Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do we need?
I think that's it. We've got enough to start. We have
Attack
our
Orca.
The only thing that we don't really fit into the government so well if I'm a villain scientist, but nah.
You could contract.
That's true. Maybe I have toned down the villainy in my old age.
Yeah.
I settled down. I used to be a villain, but I went straight.
Yep.
That's why I'm not in prison right
now. The government came. You can either work for us or go to jail.
Right.
Quote unquote straight. She's still making. She's like, I'm not going to take over the world.
Right. But
she already made the clones. Yeah. Just every once in a while, she takes one and pops them into the incubator.
I feel like in my youth, I was a much more active villainous, like. Programming giant robots to attack cities and taking things hostage.
Now you're playing the long game.
But yeah, now I'm more in it to build a dynasty. Yeah. All right, so
they can't prove these are clones.
Yeah, I mean, only if they did like a blood test. But who does that?
Yeah. Or maybe I just don't care. Maybe I've gotten to the point where like. They don't necessarily know that my kids are super powered, and I'm trying to coordinate them all into like a big world domination strike all at once. And it's not
you've got bored suburban housewife syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So but instead of like selling pots, you are growing
super-powered clones.
To take over the world.
To take over the world.
So, in this world, do you have powers? When you have powers, you get to, like, register yourself?
No. I think this is more, like, classic superhero-y, where, like, maybe we both know
that we're super, like,
yeah.
But we're retired, so
right.
That doesn't matter anymore.
And I work for the government now.
Yeah. Oh, what's my day job? I run, a flower business, of course.
It's a botanist.
My flower store is called McFlowister.
McFlowers. Oh, boy.
Yep.
I hate him. I hate him so much. It's not even clever.
Get a job.
All right. So are we ready to start this thing?
Sure.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, if you've listened to this, we hope you enjoyed our setup. We're going to come right back with the actual game.